Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show. Zeke, I cannot believe that in the first 10 minutes of the show, you lost. Your eyes literally got ripped out of your skull and you're blind.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a hell of a thing. That happens.
What was, that's where we're going to start. We might finish there as well. What? talk about it. Where are you at mentally with it?
I don't know. I'm really kind of trying to figure out like what to do with that, and struggling with how to be a useful member of the group when I can't see anything, and like everything I do requires sight.
Yeah.
So it's a daunting task, but I mean, if anyone can do it, I can't. And I
damn right.
I believe that. but honestly, it's like, I don't know if you've ever had that happen, and I'm speaking to anybody who's watching this video. I don't know if you ever had that happen to a character where they have something debilitating happen. I have not, and it's daunting. It gets under your skin, and it's like, what the fuck can I even do now? And you feel like worthless. You feel like I'm not a contributing member to this team anymore. I might as well just throw myself off the next cliff. You know, there's thoughts like that go through your head.
Yeah.
And but struggling to find a way through it is going to be a journey that I'm excited to take.
So in one of the original roleplay shows, I think it was Roleplay Solemn, which was like, I guess, our second show or whatever, I had a character that in D&D second edition, when you rolled 18 strength, you would then roll on a D100 to see like how strong you were. And I rolled a 98. So I rolled with like a +6 or +7 to all of my strength checks at level 3 or something like that, or level 2. So I was just like, I dual wielded weapons and you dealt +6 or +7 each of your attacks. So I did a lot of damage. The third show, my arm gets ripped off. So then I have to fight one handed from then on. And it eventually came to be that I just died, but it was the same shit where it's just like, man, like I was so like I love this character and I literally got my arm ripped off and it fucking sucked. But I played through it until the character ended up like just flat out dying. And it gave the character like some quirks. Like it was definitely fun playing something that you don't normally think about. Like typically you want to be like the best fucking person or the best character in terms of like power. But the second you get like, I guess you could say a disability, in a way, it actually becomes fun to play towards that, which I think you were kind of picking up on. And it sounds like now you're definitely like up to the challenge. So that's good, because I could definitely see it going the other way. Because I was definitely fucking arm's gone. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Well, there's a lot of opportunity here for storytelling and role playing and stuff like that. And something that I'm kind of looking forward to talking to Adam about and seeing if there's like some cool things that happen when, you know, you're blinded and like whether you have visions or whether, you know, senses get better or whatever, like, you know, there's a whole myriad of things. But for someone who's like a spellcaster needs targets, or someone who's sneaky and needs to know where they're sneaking to, it's like, it's a little bit of a challenge to figure out, like, maybe I gotta like pour through the spell books and see like one of my quests might be like, how can I like lose or forget the spells that I know and pick up spells that will help me in this particular situation. So
right,
there's a lot of challenges that lie before me, and I'm ready. I'm scared, but I'm ready to face them.
Yeah.
Unless of course this big vagina head demon kills us all, which, you know, is a possibility.
It's true. Yeah. This demon souls mob might be able to kill us.
Yeah, escaping dragon.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought of when I saw it. I would think that the cult could probably give you some sort of like demon eyes or something like that.
In chat were saying now he's a demon hunter. I don't know what that means.
Because in World of Warcraft, there's a guy named Illidan who's a demon hunter that fights. Yeah, he doesn't have eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where that all comes from.
So you lost your eyes, but you gained the hatred of 10,000 years. So you're fine.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Dan, for you, the first time playing Miss Jadara Shaw, what'd you think?
it was fun. She's mechanically, she's a very strong character.
Yeah.
Got a lot of cool maneuvers and talents and stuff. I'm looking forward to playing her more. She's definitely a fun character to play.
In terms of like the RP and stuff, we were supposed to have a conversation in between character creation and today. We ended up not having a conversation because I honestly forgot. I just didn't think about it.
Yeah.
So if you still want to have one of those, we can kind of like figure out our backstory and kind of what happened. But I'm kind of enjoying just throwing out like small tidbits at each other and the other person just kind of going like, yeah, that makes sense. That worked.
Yeah. It was fun today to kind of like come up with our backstory on the fly. Like you were coming up with bits of story and stuff and making it work together.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say we might, I'm okay doing that. If you want to move forward doing that as well.
Yeah. I'm fine with either.
Okay.
It was definitely fun to like have this connection to you, but we don't really, none of us know what it is, but the characters do. And we're trying to like work it out as we go.
Right. Yeah,
I thought it was really cool, and I don't know if this like was intentional or not, because you're probably not as big of like a kung fu movie dork as I am, but I think it's really cool that your character is like a kind of high flying swordswoman, right? Very acrobatic and like that kind of like kung fu style sword fighting, and her last name is the same as like Run Shaw, who is the guy who like basically invented modern kung fu movies. Like, if you've ever seen a kung fu movie from the 70s. It was made by the Shaw brothers, and I was like, that's cool. That's a cool little like thing. I like that a lot.
Was that on purpose, yeah, Dan, or was that pure coincidence?
Totally was on purpose.
Yeah, yeah. Totally on purpose. Not just because it sounds cool. I thought it was a good little coincidence. I like it.
Good. I'm glad. Good job, Dan. Good job doing
that. Yes, good job, Dan. Yes. I am clever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For Adam to kind of peel back the scenes a little bit, even or behind the scenes a little bit more. This, I feel like this entire thing was made for four people, and then when Max told us that he wasn't going to be able to make the show this afternoon, you went back and kind of tuned everything for three. So can you kind of walk us through that?
Yeah. So this is the toned down version of what originally it was going to be. Yeah, like I removed, or I didn't remove it, but I didn't activate. There was one more slime in the first room, and there was more stuff in that second room that I was going to throw at you if there were four of you. So it's a little bit different. It was tough because like the game needs such careful balancing, and when you lose a player in the last minute, it's kind of like, oh shit, okay, I got to go back. But thankfully, it's also pretty ostensible, so I was able to kind of tweak it a little bit and adjust it, and it wasn't too much work.
Yeah.
But yeah, there would have been more slime and more like trap type stuff in that second hallway. I wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of get through it. I liked watching everybody struggle over the like what to do with the body, the giant corpse, whatever that is. That was really fun, and that's such classic D&D stuff, right? That like, yeah, but it's got to be trapped though. Like, I don't know. I touch the skill. You do it. You touch it. I don't know. I love that stuff as a GM, just like watching the players squirm over it.
Yeah.
But you got some treasure out of the deal. You got some magic.
Yeah, I'm into it. I finally have a plus one bow, so that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm super about it. Mm-hmm. Did you know that thing could potentially rip someone's eyes out?
Oh yeah. Yeah. In my prep, we were looking over its abilities, and I was like, oh, man, I wonder if this is going to happen. Cool.
Boy, were you happy when it did.
So what it does, if you were to look at the stats, what it does is it doesn't have an attack. It can't attack you. All it does is just slurp out people's eyeballs. So it can cause confusion, or it can cause paralysis. And so the idea is that it swarms you, and then it causes paralysis, so you can't get out of the swarm. And then it yanks your eyeballs out, and then it leaves you alone because it's got your eyes. And so it moves on to the next person. But it's quite slow, so it takes some time. It's only got a 20-foot move, and it hovers, so it like floats slowly over to the next person. I figured one person was probably at risk. I figured I'd probably like risk or get one of you with the eyeball sucking out power.
Yeah.
So that was cool to see that happen.
I think it fits the the Court of Swords narrative that it was Kali. Like, of all the people,
yeah.
To have, I mean,
if Berg were here, it would have happened to him
totally,
because bad things only happen to Berg. But since there wasn't Berg, we had to just move on to the next person, and turns out it was you, Kali Matt.
Yeah.
But like Zeke said, you know, it's funny watching chat, because as soon as you get your eyeballs slurped out, they were like, oh, well, obviously you're going to get a bunch of like Daredevil style superpowers. Like, now, immediately, the moment you go blind, suddenly you can like smell really good and everything, you're hearing is great. And it's like, that's not how that fucking works. Like, you don't.
Yeah.
It's not like you close your eyes and suddenly like, oh, I can hear a pin drop in another room. It's like, that shit takes time and practice and work. Mechanically, being blind.
Well, also, it's not your abilities get heightened. It's that you pay attention to them more.
Right. Exactly. You have to make do. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if I suddenly can't see, then my other senses, I have to rely on them more. So yeah, I'll probably hear more sounds or smell more smells, but they weren't there to begin with. It's just that I have no sight, so I have to do something else.
Right.
Yeah. I was really excited that your response to it was to be like, fine, I don't need eyes to see what the darkness has to show me.
Yeah.
it's so good. Like, fuck eyes. Fuck them. I can see cooler, evil things in the darkness. Yep. So that'll be cool to see what we can do with that.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I don't know what else to, I mean, we kind of covered it all. I'm interested to see how you're going to work Max back into the story. If he's on, if you were actually serious and be like, yeah, fucking small gnome crawls through a crack.
I think it's highly possible that, and this is a classic trope going all the way back to like Indiana Jones and probably earlier, the like someone has gone into a dungeon ahead to like do all the traps and fight all the monsters, right, and someone else is following them or like waiting for them at the entrance. I love that trick. That's one of my favorite. The like, you've finally gotten the treasure you want, and you climb back up the stairs to the entrance, and uh-oh, it's a Nazi, and he's like, give me the treasure, Dr. Jones. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, so, you know, there's lots of room to be like, yeah, cool. So, Max, your character has been following these other nerds, and now you're in the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's certainly possible.
We'll see.
Yeah. Or maybe the gnome is, because gnomes have been around for a long time, but they're kind of in decline, and it'll depend on how Max wants this to go. I could be like, yeah, so you've spent the last like forever trapped in this magic mirror with a giant monster guy. Like, somehow you got trapped in the mirror too, because maybe you're trying to steal from the tomb when they first built it, and you're from 10,000 years ago, but now you're free. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. Right.
So there's lots of fun options.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
So I'll talk to Max.
I was always waiting for an opportunity to use. Use now, my,
are those green my glasses? Because yeah, those are chroma
green
key.
Screen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So you can put a background on me if you want, and they'll chroma key right in. And you're
creepy. We'll just get some googly eyes and put them on your character.
I was thinking about that too.
Or we can affix the goggles to your face permanently, and then just put some googly eyes on those and be great. Yeah,
that'll be good. No, I was actually, I'm looking into, I'm actually looking into like getting a blindfold that I can like see through. So
you can wear it.
So it'll, so people will remember. It's more of a mnemonic device. So people look at me and go, oh, that's right, Calumet's blind. Well, that kind of stuff. But yeah, just some see through material that I could put over my eyes.
One of the things that I was talking to Barry about that we're actually, so the first 2 hours of this show today was, I'm surprised that I was able to actually pay attention, because it was me and Barry just nonstop chatting about all the shit that was broken. I think there was over like 700 lines of text that was put in the stupid channel between me and Barry. But it was also through changes. So one of the things we're actually going to do is on the sides, like right here, we'll put the different like status disabilities they have. So if someone's like feared or frightened or
blind,
yeah, we'll just put a little icon right there. And then there was something else that he wanted to put over on this side of, or we're going to add a bunch of other stuff that's on that, the name thing, so we can kind of make use of the space. So, and then like all the crit stuff that wasn't showing. It's tricky when it comes to Adam, because Adam's not a character, so to speak. And a lot of that stuff is coming from character sheets, not so much like a player who's bumping around into all these different characters. But Barry was able to kind of find that stuff and track down most of it. Dan was kind of throwing us for a loop every once in a while because Dan puts a lot of custom stuff into his attacks. And so the scraper that kind of pulls all that information was just kind of like, what? Like, I don't care about all of this extra fluff. I'm looking for numbers, and this number doesn't make much sense to me because it didn't basically work. So a lot of that stuff didn't work right out of the gate. Trying to think if there's anything else. We changed a bunch, like the size of this got about halved of the HP bars in between. If I refresh, I think we might actually have, there might be little running men here now soon in just a second. Hey, yeah, we have a little walking man. That makes much more sense.
There you go.
Yeah.
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 No longer horses.
Yeah, no longer horses.
Yeah.
Well, now that none of you have any horses, I guess the campaign's over. You've run out of horses.
It's true. We also put like the slash there for HP, so it's not just like a nebulous number anymore. So yeah, we're tweaking away at that stuff, and kind of once we, I think I want to do something with all this stuff, so it's not just like a giant wall of text. It's all a work in progress, but we're getting there. I'm just glad finally after probably 3 years of like wanting all this stuff, it's finally here, so I don't have to be in Photoshop anytime someone levels up to like go and change HP. It just pulls all that shit in real time. Totally. And eventually we'll add that all to all the other shows, and we're working on some extension stuff, so if they want to pull up Kalimat's character sheet, they can have full access to it within a Twitch extension, which will be really cool. It'll also be really fun because then everyone can make fun of Max and just open up his character sheet and see what he actually tracks. which I think we all always wanted to be able to do and couldn't. So, but apart from all that, it was this fun episode back. A couple of hiccups. Obviously, we're still going to figure out Adam's mic. I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
Yeah, what's going on? We'll figure it out, though.
It's actually gotten better since you stopped talking, and now it's actually getting like stable. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. Good. It's weird.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's weird. It's an odd thing. But anyways, that's going to do it for us here. Once again, thank you for all your support. And we'll be back next week on Tuesday with another episode, another post show. So,
yep. And look forward to the sketch comedy show, Critter Get Off the Pot.
There you go.
Happening very soon.
Coming soon from Roleplay Critical Fail Productions. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Zeke, I'm going to draw my... You're losing a red yarn tonight in the crypt, in the room. Yeah.
Aww.
For jokes like that. Okay. Okay. That's it. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks so much for watching. We're out of here. Bye-bye.